Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Mondays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide. In addition, during each Monday's episode, we'll also include an article based on the topics included in Maestro Circe's published books on Amazon, titled Survival English in the United States of America, including a variety of topic-based vocabulary and conversation exercises. Are you ready? Let's begin.
You are listening to How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook by Maestro Circe. Today, we are going to focus on Chapter 3, Speaking Skills for Phone Conversations, including subchapter Dealing with Phone Conversation Challenges. As an American English learner, are you comfortable speaking English in public? Is speaking English clearly and effectively important to you? For the next few minutes, you will listen to a variety of tips and strategies to help you become more successful in your American English learning journey. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 3, Speaking Skills for Phone Conversations. Dealing with Phone Conversation Challenges. Phone conversations can present a variety of challenges that can hinder effective communication. In this section, we will explore these challenges and provide strategies to overcome them. One common challenge is unclear audio. When the audio is unclear, it can be difficult to understand the other person and convey our message effectively. There are several factors that contribute to unclear audio, such as poor reception or background noise. These factors can distort the sound and make it harder to hear the other person clearly. To overcome this challenge, we can ask for clarification if we don't understand something. We can also use alternative methods of communication, such as texting or video calls, if the audio quality is too poor. By being proactive in addressing unclear audio, we can ensure that our phone conversations are more productive and efficient. Another challenge that often arises during phone conversations is interruptions. These interruptions can disrupt the flow of the conversation and make it harder to communicate effectively. Common types of interruptions include background noise, call waiting, or personal distractions. To handle interruptions, we can set boundaries and let others know when we are in an important conversation. We can also use call management tools, such as call waiting or call forwarding, to minimize interruptions. If someone interrupts us during a conversation, we can politely address the interrupter and ask for their understanding. By effectively managing interruptions, we can maintain the focus and flow of our phone conversations. Technical difficulties can also impede effective communication during phone conversations. Dropped calls, poor signal strength, or malfunctioning devices are just a few examples of common technical difficulties. When faced with technical difficulties, it is important to remain calm and try troubleshooting techniques. We can also use backup devices or schedule follow-up calls if necessary. By being prepared and proactive in addressing technical difficulties, we can minimize their impact on our phone conversations. Maintaining engagement and focus is crucial for effective communication during phone conversations. However, there are several distractions and factors that can lead to a lack of focus. Multitasking, external distractions, or even tiredness can affect our ability to fully engage in the conversation. To stay engaged and focused, we can employ active listening techniques, such as paraphrasing or asking clarifying questions. Minimizing distractions, such as turning off notifications or finding a quiet environment, can also help us stay focused. Taking notes during the conversation can also aid in retaining important information. By actively participating in the conversation and minimizing distractions, we can ensure that our phone conversations are more productive and meaningful. Difficult or challenging conversations can arise during phone conversations, and they can greatly impact effective communication. Emotions and conflict can escalate the difficulty level of a conversation, making it even more important to handle them effectively. It is essential to maintain a calm demeanor and actively listen to the other person's perspective. Using empathy and understanding can also help diffuse tense situations. By approaching difficult conversations with patience and understanding, we can ensure that both parties feel heard and respected. Different communication styles can also influence phone conversations. Some individuals may be assertive, while others may be passive or aggressive. Adapting to these different communication styles can help facilitate effective communication. One strategy is mirroring, where we match the tone and pace of the other person's speech. Adjusting our own tone and pace can also help create a more harmonious conversation. Asking clarifying questions can ensure that we understand the other person's communication style and intentions. By adapting to different communication styles, we can bridge the gap and foster better understanding during phone conversations. Building rapport and trust is crucial for effective communication, even during phone conversations. Rapport and trust create a positive atmosphere that encourages open and honest communication. Active listening, showing empathy, and using positive language can all contribute to building rapport and trust. By actively engaging in the conversation and showing genuine interest, we can establish a connection with the other person. This connection will lead to more effective communication and a stronger relationship. Visual cues and nonverbal communication can enhance phone conversations, despite the lack of physical presence. Facial expressions, body language, and gestures are all visual cues that can be used during phone conversations. Descriptive language can help paint a picture for the other person, allowing them to visualize our words. Asking for clarification and practicing active listening can also help us pick up on nonverbal cues. By incorporating visual cues and nonverbal communication, we can add depth and clarity to our phone conversations. In summary, effective communication during phone conversations requires addressing common challenges and employing strategies to overcome them. Unclear audio, interruptions, technical difficulties, lack of engagement, difficult conversations, different communication styles, building rapport and trust, and incorporating visual cues and nonverbal communication are all important aspects to consider. By understanding these challenges and implementing the strategies discussed, we can enhance the quality of our phone conversations and ensure effective communication. The next subchapter will delve further into another important aspect of improving English speaking skills.
Mental health,
Positive attitude. A positive attitude can do wonders for one's mental and physical health, relationships, and overall success in life. However, it can be challenging to maintain a positive outlook in the face of adversity and negativity. As we navigate through the challenges of life, it's essential to surround ourselves with people who can encourage us to maintain a positive attitude. One way to do this is by asking someone about the benefits of having a positive attitude. This question is not only an excellent conversation starter, but it also allows us to learn from the experiences of others who have cultivated a positive outlook in their own lives. Asking someone about the benefits of positivity can also help us better understand the power of our thoughts and emotions. Our attitudes and beliefs profoundly impact our behavior, decision-making, and overall well-being. By learning from others who have successfully developed a positive attitude, we can gain insight into how to shift our mindset and overcome negativity and self-doubt. 1. Positive attitudes lead to success. One of the most significant benefits of having a positive attitude is the potential for success in various areas of life. A positive attitude can lead to more opportunities, increased productivity, and better relationships with others. When you approach challenges with a positive mindset, you are better equipped to find solutions and overcome obstacles, which can lead to greater success in your personal and professional life. Additionally, having a positive attitude can significantly impact mental health, as it can reduce stress and anxiety, improve self-esteem, and increase feelings of happiness and well-being. It is important to note that maintaining a positive attitude requires effort and practice, but the benefits are well worth it. Adopting a positive attitude can improve your chances of success while promoting better mental health and overall well-being. 2. Boosts physical and mental health. One benefit of a positive attitude is that it can significantly boost physical and mental health. Studies have shown that individuals with a positive mindset tend to have a healthier immune system, better cardiovascular health, and lower levels of stress hormones. Additionally, maintaining a positive outlook can improve mental health by reducing symptoms of depression and anxiety. When we approach challenges positively, we are more likely to feel empowered and in control, leading to greater resilience and adaptability. By cultivating a positive attitude, we can improve our physical and mental well-being, leading to a happier and healthier life. 3. Increases resilience and adaptability. One of the many benefits of having a positive attitude is that it increases resilience and adaptability. People with a positive attitude are better equipped to handle stress and overcome challenges because they believe in their ability to succeed. Research shows that individuals with a more positive outlook on life have better overall mental health. This means that they are less likely to experience symptoms of anxiety and depression and are more likely to feel confident and in control of their lives. By building resilience and adaptability through a positive attitude, individuals can better handle life's ups and downs and bounce back from setbacks more quickly. 4. Improves relationships and communication. One benefit of a positive attitude is that it can improve relationships and communication. When you have a positive mindset, you tend to approach conversations and interactions with more optimism and openness. This can lead to better communication, as you are more likely to listen actively to the other person and respond constructively. Additionally, a positive attitude can help you to build stronger, more meaningful relationships with others. When you are positive and supportive, people are likelier to want to be around and trust you. This can be especially important for mental health, as social solid connections are crucial to promoting good mental health and well-being. Overall, cultivating a positive attitude can have a powerful impact on your relationships and mental health, making it a critical practice to incorporate into your daily life. 5. Creates a more joyful life. A positive attitude can have many benefits, including creating a more joyful life. When we focus on the positive aspects of our life, we tend to experience more happiness and contentment. This can lead to a more optimistic outlook and greater well-being. It's important to note that having a positive attitude doesn't mean ignoring the negative aspects of life, but rather choosing to approach them more constructively and solution-focused. In terms of mental health, a positive attitude can also lead to reduced stress levels, lower rates of depression and anxiety, and an overall improvement in mental well-being. By focusing on the benefits of having a positive attitude, individuals can be motivated to incorporate positivity into their daily lives and improve their mental health and overall quality of life. In conclusion, having a positive attitude can have numerous benefits in one's personal and professional life. It can improve mental and physical health, greater resilience in facing challenges, and better relationships. Additionally, a positive attitude can increase productivity, creativity, and success in the workplace. So, the next time you find yourself struggling with negativity, try reframing your thoughts and focusing on your situation's positive aspects. You may be surprised at the positive outcomes resulting from a simple attitude shift.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sercea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.